This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Suez Canal Authority says that salvage teams have partially refloated the colossal container ship Ever Given and reported that the ship has been corrected by 80% and freed from the shoreline. The ship is about as long as the Empire State Building is tall. From a media perspective, the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be the biggest trial of the streaming TV age. The trial gets underway Monday. WKRN reported at least four people have died after heavy rain caused flooding to reach record levels in Nashville, Tennessee. At least 130 people had to be rescued from flooded areas around Nashville. Nashville Mayor John Cooper told reporters at a news conference Sunday he signed local state of emergency to seek state and federal resources for recovery efforts in Davidson County. The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight. Oregon State and Houston go at it at 7:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the Biden administration continues to censor the media from the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the calls for transparency grow louder. Jeremy Scott from the USA Radio News Bureau in Oregon reports.
Trump says in his view the situation on the border with a surge of migrants, many of them unaccompanied children, will only get worse. He told Fox he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon.
The Border Patrol wants me to go. I don't think there's a rush for me to go.
The visit is likely to come in the next couple of weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells Fox News Sunday, the media will be allowed access to facilities on the border.
We are mindful of the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to keep these kids safe, keep the staff safe, but we are absolutely committed to transparency and providing access to media to the Border Patrol facilities, and we're working to get that done as soon as we can.
President Biden has rolled back a number of key measures that the Trump administration implemented to enforce security along the southern border.
President Biden, through executive order, removed the money to finish the border wall. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The average retail price for gasoline moved up 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us this price is the highest since the spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20, and it's the highest we've had since early May of 2019.
This national average of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
Executive orders from the White House are a leading cause for the higher prices. An Oklahoma City detention center inmate is dead. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities say an Oklahoma City police officer shot the inmate at the Oklahoma County Detention Center when he held an unidentified object to the corrections officer's neck.
We had an officer who, during pill pass, was overrun by at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod.
Jail Administrator Greg Williams said the inmate may have taken the officer's phone and live-streamed some of the incident. The officer was hospitalized for minor injuries. The jail was on lockdown for about 2 hours.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And maybe it should start with the Constitution, huh? Well, the Democrats are all out to do everything they can to unravel our Constitution and the foundational principles on which we stand. First, it was the First Amendment. Why not? Let's go after freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble. That the government is not to impede any such activity, but they've been doing it all in the name of COVID. And, of course, that gave them the opportunity to go after our First Amendment rights. And, of course, you know, this political correctness and all this cancellation and that's been happening with madness in our culture is a clear attack on our First Amendment right. And, of course, why not after the First Amendment? Of course, the Second Amendment has always been in the crosshairs, and they just can't help themselves, especially after what happened in Boulder and what happened in Atlanta as well. Well, Dr. John Lott is with us. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and here to talk about this. And also, you know, the latest on mail-in voting in Big Sky Country. So stay with us. John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Always. So help our audience understand here. I mean, there is a concerted push by Democrats. They see this as an opportunity. Senator Murphy over the weekend said that 60 votes or not, they feel very confident that they can enact some gun control legislation. What do you say?
Well, I mean, he may have a better count than I do. Surely one can identify some people like Toomey from Pennsylvania and Romney from Utah and a few others, Collins, that would vote for the types of gun control laws that have already passed the House. I hope that they can't get to 60, but you never know. And on top of that, Joe Manchin, who had promised before that he wasn't going to change the filibuster, has talked about having changes in the way the filibuster works to make it easier for them to break it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they may not need all 60 votes, or they may, you know, if they fight long enough and have a long enough filibuster and force senators to be on the floor at some point,
right,
they may be able to get by with less than 60 votes.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Manchin was insistent. I mean, he went on, what, all five Sunday shows, and it was insistent that if the filibuster would take place, that there it should be painful, that they've made the filibuster too easy over the years. But obviously, he's become, you know, the target of affection for the Biden administration because they know that he could be a linchpin vote. And so a lot of pressure on him, and maybe he's starting to buckle a little bit and come off his statement of, what, just 2 weeks ago.
Right. Well, I mean, he was saying before that he would never cave on the issue. So But, you know, Manchin has a history of kind of making strong statements, but then kind of going the other way. You know, you look at the coronavirus relief bill, the so-called relief bill. He was saying that he would only vote for it if it was bipartisan. And, of course, that didn't happen. It was a straight party line vote.
Of course. Yeah, because the Republicans didn't want to pay, you know, prisoners in jail, you know, $1,400.
Right. Well, even then, only a small part of that was coronavirus related.
Right. Less than 10%. Right.
To unions and to environmental projects and other things that had nothing to do with that. But, you know, beyond that, Manchin has done other things in the past, too. You know, so usually, so for example, he was going to stand firm on the Keystone Pipeline. And when the coronavirus relief bill was going through, he initially voted for an amendment that would require that it be allowed to go through. And then Chuck Schumer from New York put an amendment that undid that amendment, and he voted for that, too. And so, you know, he was able to tell that he had made a difference, and in the end, he didn't.
Yeah. Well, because after everything is all said and done, what do you get across the line here, John? I mean, just because you have a show vote, and this is what's the you know, what has been a big problem with our elected officials is they're all show and no go. And, you know, to keep themselves covered because it's all about their mere survival. John, this this bill that was passed by the House, explain to our audience, you know, what is in it and what's the likelihood of some amendments coming down from the Senate?
All right. Well, there are two bills that they passed. One poses what they claim to be the Charleston loophole. The Dylan Roof, who shot the black church in South Carolina in 2015. The claim is that if the FBI only had more time, and they want to give it up to a full month to go and check his background, then they would have stopped him from being able to go and buy the gun. And that's simply false. You're banned from buying a gun if you're a convicted felon or if you have certain misdemeanors. But when you've only been arrested and not yet convicted of a crime, you have to have been arrested for a crime, a state crime, that could result in 2 years or more in prison. And he had been arrested for a misdemeanor drug offense where the maximum sentence would have been 6 months. Now, if they want to change the law to go and say that anybody who's been arrested of a misdemeanor of any type would be banned from having a gun, then fine, they can go and put something like that up and they can talk about it. Or if they want to go and say they want to go and have 30-day waiting periods for people to be able to go and buy guns, fine, go and say that's what you want and argue for it. But what they want to do is have an event that's kind of unrelated to the changes that they want to go and make. And use it, because it's a horrible tragedy, and use that as a way to push through what's can be up to 30-day waiting periods that they want to have on the law. The second one that they passed was something called these universal background checks, which are background checks on the private transfers of guns. You know, everybody wants to stop dangerous or bad people from getting guns. During the debate that they had in the House or the hearing that they just had in the Senate, I don't know how many times we kept on hearing the claim that there are 3.5 million dangerous or prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. And that's simply false. What they should say is that there are 3.5 million initial denials, and about 99% of those are mistakes. And there are amendments that they could put up that would fix those problems. And I guess I hear the music there.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
And, you know, so there are two issues. One is the cost. So in Washington, D.C., it costs $125 to do a background check. If you believe these reduce crime, then they benefit everybody. Make everybody pay, not just the person who's doing it. And also, if you want people to obey the law,
don't go and make the entire, don't make them pay a tax, essentially, for obeying the law.
Exactly.
Go and set it up so that people, you know, pay for that out of general revenue also. So
well, we've got to go to break, so we'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. John Lott after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, all the time that we talk about and we hear, you know, what our elected bodies are trying to do in terms of gun control, it is amazing to me, Dr. John Lott, because, you know, you have law-abiding citizens and you're creating laws for people that don't obey the law anyway. So what are we trying to do here?
Right. Well, I guess the way I would phrase this a little bit differently, you know, it's possible you're going to have gun control laws that
make it somewhat more difficult for criminals to go and get guns, and you may take some guns away from criminals. The problem is if those laws tend to be even more obeyed by law-abiding citizens so that you disarm them relatively more than criminals, you can actually create the opposite of what you'd like to have happen. You can actually make it easier for criminals to go and commit crimes because they won't have to worry about victims who are able to go and defend themselves. And, you know, a simple example of this, though it applies generally, is just looking at places that ban guns.
Mm-hmm.
Every place in the world that's banned either all guns or all handguns has seen significant increases in murder rates and homicide rates after the ban has gone into effect. I mean, you would think that if guns on net are bad, it would be easy to go and find places where murder rates had gone down, or surely at least stayed the same.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's not just Chicago and Washington, D.C., where you've seen increases. I mean, gun control advocates would say, well, you know, those aren't fair tests because unless you go and ban guns every place, you know, criminals can still get them from the rest of Illinois or Indiana or D.C. or Maryland or Virginia. The problem is that doesn't explain why the murder rates went up. It may explain why it didn't go down as they were predicting.
And how many of those guns? And how many of those guns did they get outside of the state in order to murder somebody? Did they follow up on that? Of course not.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can look at even island nations where, you know, you don't have any obvious person to go and blame for it, for the guns, well-defined, easily defendable borders. And yet you see huge increases, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-fold increases in murder rates after gun bans have gone into effect. And but you have to be careful. I mean, you pass something like these background checks on private transfers of guns. And, you know, in D.C., where they're voting on this, it costs $125 to do a transfer on a gun. That may not stop you or I from being able to get a gun, but if my research convinces me of anything, it's the very people who benefit the most are the ones who are most likely victims of violent crime.
Right.
Overwhelmingly poor blacks who live in high crime.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You make a $125 fee that could easily prevent them from being able to legally obtain a gun to protect themselves and their families.
Yeah, this is the thing, and to me, it's such an exercise in futility. I mean, if you could go fix the problem, like you say, in D.C. or in Chicago, talk to me. But what you're offering up here is nothing that has, you know, if we're going to follow the science, John, because this is what we've gone through for the past year, you know, got to listen to the science. Well, if we're going to follow the science, how does this carry water?
Sure. Well, you know, to me, over time, I mean, I've been suggesting to gun control advocates how they could easily get these background checks passed if that was their goal, if that was what they cared about. And I mentioned right before the break a couple issues. One was the mistakes, which overwhelmingly harm black males and Hispanic males. Black males are disqualified at well over 3 times their share of the population, improperly disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because when they go and they look at these background checks, they're almost always doing roughly phonetically similar names and similar birthdays. And people tend to have names similar to others in their racial groups.
Hispanics
have names similar to other Hispanics. Blacks have names similar to other blacks. And, you know, 33% of black males are legally banned from having guns because of felony records. Well, you know, it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon.
Exactly.
And you know, why should law-abiding, good Hispanic or black males be stopped from buying guns because mistakes by the government? It's just not fair. And there's a simple fix. All they'd have to do is have the federal government have to do background checks in the same way that private companies have to do background checks.
Exactly.
But Democrats, they fight against you on those types of simple fixes. And it's caused me to believe that they really don't care about passing these things,
you know, in a way that would make sense, you know, in a common sense way. They want to pass rules that simply make it difficult for law-abiding citizens to be able to go and get guns.
That's really the bottom line of that. John, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I did want to address this issue from Real Clear Investigations, that there's a river of doubt that's running through mail-in voting in Big Sky Country. Tell our audience about this.
Right. Well, you know, Montana is usually not the first place you think of when you think about vote fraud with mail-in ballots. But obviously, in this last election, we had a lot of places that went to mail-in ballots, purely mail-in ballots. And Missoula, Montana, the second largest county in that state, went that way. Mm-hmm. And it's a heavily Democratic county. And you know, the thing is, we haven't really had any serious audits of the mail-in voting across the country.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. In Maricopa County, Arizona, a judge allowed them to look at 100 envelopes out of the 1.6 million ones that were cast. In Cobb County, in Georgia, they were allowed to look at 10%. But even then, Cobb County wasn't the county that people wanted to have looked at. The county they wanted them to look at was Fulton County. And so Missoula is the only place that they've actually looked at all the envelopes. And there's an important thing for looking at them, and that is what they found. And that is there were more votes than there were envelopes, which is impossible if you have an all-mail-in election.
Exactly.
There was over 6.3% more votes than they had envelopes that were there. And there were other issues there, not having signatures checked or not having dates on some of the envelopes. If you add all those up, you're talking about over 7% of the votes. And then on top of that, it looked like there were duplicate signatures on a number of these envelopes, but at the time they were prevented by the election officials. The audit was prevented from taking photos of it and comparing them across tables. But there was one case of ballots from a nursing home where all 28 envelopes had the same signature on them. So, you know, but when you're talking about 7% or 7.5% of the votes, you know, that would have changed a number of local elections. And it, when you're talking about the second most populous county in the state, there's state-level elections in recent years that would have been affected. You know, it should. Right now we have H.R. 1 that's been passed by the House that would force states to move to all mail-in ballots, and it's before the Senate. It could come up very soon. And you know, hopefully we'll give people pause before we force the country to move to an all-mail-in ballot system.
Well, you know, John, it's
why you look around the world, almost all the rest of the world bans absentee ballots, let alone mail-in ballots.
Well, and it wasn't like we didn't do a study on this before. What was it, 20, 25 years ago? We did a study and was determined clearly that it came ripe with fraud. And
the Carter Baker Commission in 2005 said that this was absentee ballots, which are not as bad as these mail-in ballots, was ripe for potential fraud.
Mm-hmm. So here it is. You know, again, we escape the science and the empirical evidence when it's convenient. But when it's not and you want to control the people, then you just you coerce them and compel them with the science that you've made up. Dr. John Lott. Thank you, John.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Suez Canal Authority says that salvage teams have partially refloated the colossal container ship Ever Given and reported that the ship has been corrected by 80% and freed from the shoreline. The ship is about as long as the Empire State Building is tall. From a media perspective, the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be the biggest trial of the streaming TV age. The trial gets underway Monday. WKRN reported at least four people have died after heavy rain caused flooding to reach record levels in Nashville, Tennessee. At least 130 people had to be rescued from flooded areas around Nashville. Nashville Mayor John Cooper told reporters at a news conference Sunday he signed local state of emergency to seek state and federal resources for recovery efforts in Davidson County. The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight. Oregon State and Houston go at it at 7:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, the legislative body having a hard time sitting down and reasoning together and using some common sense, as Dr. John Lott expressed earlier. And, you know, what happens, we've gone through this before, when the Democrats cannot seem to argue and defend their argument about gun control, then when there is a president in office, he uses his phone, he uses his pen, and we go executive action overload. And this is what seems to be the case and what Joe Biden is looking at, and executive action on gun control, as the Democrats are getting frustrated that they cannot seem to convince enough of the other elected officials, you know, whether it's a filibuster or otherwise, bringing that into play. It's just, okay, well, we can't do it. We can't convince them, so they're not playing fair. So let's go ahead and let's do this by executive order. Well, Michael Hammond is with us. He's the legislative counsel for Gun Owners of America. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, America.
Yes. Hey, let's talk about this executive action pending by the president and what it would look like.
Well, my law professor used to say the thing about common sense is that it's not very common and doesn't usually make a whole lot of sense. If gun control had worked, no one would have died in Boulder. Mm-hmm. The fact is that Colorado had every form of gun control that Joe Biden is now contemplating making national. It had red flag laws. It had a large capacity magazine ban. It had universal background checks, which is the interesting thing, because now Joe Biden is saying, well, we need universal background checks in order to stop Boulder. Well, Boulder had universal background checks, and they didn't work. They block the killer. I could use his name, but I won't. Mm. They didn't stop him from getting a gun. Similarly, background checks didn't stop the Georgia killer from getting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And so the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking it's going to produce a different result. The gun control didn't work in Colorado, and it doesn't work if Joe Biden implements it.
Mike, at the very basis of all this is that we've got to go back to, principle one, and that is that human beings in their raw nature can be quite evil. And it doesn't matter how many laws you try to affect here, because what you're doing is you're putting them upon, mostly law-abiding citizens. It's the ones who are the real perpetrators and the violators that you can't control, because you cannot control the hearts of men. And our founding fathers understood this. This is why they believed that the everyday citizen needed to be empowered, not only to protect themselves against a tyrannical government, but protect themselves against one another. Isn't that right?
Yes. The fundamental concept behind the Biden gun control agenda is that to turn the public into sitting ducks on the proposition that murderers will obey the law. Well, murderers wouldn't obey the law. We know in Colorado, in the case of the Aurora movie house shooting, that the killer passed up a movie theater where people were allowed to carry guns because he was afraid he would be shot. He chose a movie theater in which he knew there was no one who would shoot back. And the same is true with a Kroger company, which is the parent company of King Super, which was the grocery store in Boulder.
Mm.
After working a generation, Gabby Giffords, the head of a major gun control organization, was sufficient to convince the Kroger company management that it should ban guns in all of its stores, which it did.
Right.
Had there been guns in King Super, 10 people wouldn't have been killed. The reason 10 people were killed was the murderer knew that he could get his 15 minutes of fame and no one would fire back.
How come Gabby Giffords doesn't get any pushback or any responsibility for this? I mean, nothing is mentioned. I mean, you're the first one to mention Gabby Giffords' influence on this grocery chain.
No, I'd say more, and this may be a little cruel, but it's as though she pulled the trigger each time herself in terms of the effect of what she did. The reason newspapers don't publicize things like this is it's not in the interest of the narrative that they're trying to create.
Well, and of course, she's a sympathetic person. I mean, here it was. She was shot herself, and it's like Brady, Brady laws and that sort of thing. It's like, look, at we can have compassion, but let's not lose our intelligence in the process here.
Well, yeah, let's not cause more people to die because of our empathy for her. The fact is that the guy who shot her in the Tucson parking lot, in fact, it passed a Brady check as well. So causing people pass Brady checks doesn't really do any good. As a matter of fact, gun control doesn't do any good. I had a friend, the recent, quote, insurrection, close quote, the Capitol, wasn't the first time someone broken into the Capitol. In 1999, a killer shot the police at the metal detector, forced his way into the Capitol, and forced his way into the office of Congressman Tom DeLay, who was the majority whip of the House at the time. A friend and protege was the chief legislative advisor to DeLay, and he was standing there at the back of the office. And as this guy walked down the corridor, if he took a left turn, he would be standing face to face with my friend, and he would be dead.
Mm.
If he took a right turn, he would be standing face to face with Officer Chestnut of the Capitol Hill Police. In fact, he took a right turn, and Chestnut was shot to death. My friend said afterwards that the one thing that kept occurring to him over and over again in the most protected building of the world is, I wish I had a gun.
Exactly. And how many people, that was my question as well, in Boulder, how many of them said that they wish they had a gun? And
there's a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, and especially some, you know, approximately, and of course, Boulder's a very liberal city, so as we know. But still, you probably have, I think the estimates were at least a third of the people have concealed carry there.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't know the numbers. We don't know if people just weren't carrying. There was a suggestion that maybe there were people there who carried, but because of the rule not to utilize their gun, that this was a gun-free zone.
Yeah, they were told not to carry one in King Super. It was a gun-free zone.
Right. And what we know time and again is like, look at, first of all, men, and I say men in the general sense, men and women left to their own devices, can be evil, and murder will exist. And the numbers that you need to look at is that whether it's with a gun, a hammer, a blunt force, whatever it is, people are being murdered. And when you consider how often they're murdered with the use of a gun, it's not overly substantial, is it, Mike?
No. As a matter of fact, of the, quote, gun murders a year, 30,000 people die, about most of those die from suicides. Fewer than half of the people who are killed by firearms each year. And if you really want to stop this recurring episode, interestingly, of course, in 1996, Congress passed a law prohibiting guns in the elementary and secondary school in the country. Within a couple of years, there was Columbine.
Yeah.
And since Columbine, there's been nothing but one session after another of copycat killings. If you want to stop these copycat killings, you do two things. You allow people to fire back, and you stop lionizing these killers, putting their yearbook-type color photos in the every newspaper in the country as though they were elected prom king.
Exactly. Mike Hammond is with us. Michael is the legislative counsel for Gun Owners of America, and we'll go deeper in our conversation in the next segment. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's the Legislative Council of Gun Owners of America. Mike Hammond is with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Michael, let's put a little bow on what we've been talking about here in terms of, you know, the president's executive action on gun control and the way our elected officials are approaching this deal. I mean, at some point, you bring up an excellent point, is that if we were really doing something of value, you would see where... you know, where there were some wins in it, we were, if I might say, progressing in a way that was effective. But it's almost as if it's obvious that some of these things that we're doing are causing more problems than they are solutions.
They absolutely are causing more problems. You had indicated that you were interested in talking about the bump stock litigation,
yes,
which we just won at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. You may remember that Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms during the Trump administration had decided that it was going to take a brave action on behalf of American safety. And it was going to ban bump stocks. Now, what these were is pieces of plastic and foam rubber, nothing more than inanimate objects. You could perform the same function with a rubber band or with a belt loop of your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms said, we're going to do something really clever. We're going to say that this inanimate piece of plastic and foam rubber is a machine gun. Now, if it's a machine gun, then my jeans are machine guns, too,
right,
and so is my rubber band. So, but they said it's a machine gun because it makes a semi-automatic, an AR-15, fire faster. Well, hold on a minute. That's not the difference between what is and isn't a machine gun, how fast it fires, particularly if the firing is completely inaccurate, mm-hmm, as a result of a bump stock. What makes something a machine gun is that it fires multiple times with the single pull of a trigger.
Right.
It discharges multiple bullets with a single pull of a trigger, and a bump stock doesn't make a gun do that. So it was just a complete fraudulent proposition, but it set the stage for what Joe Biden might very well have done. That if the piece of plastic is a machine gun because it makes the AR-15 fire faster, then by definition, you could say the AR-15 is a machine gun as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could ban all semi-automatics, or at least make them very, very hard to own, because presumably most of them were made after 1986. So you can make them very, very hard to own and, in fact, ban semi-automatics using the same logic.
Yeah.
We brought a suit against the BATF and the Trump administration. That suit sat around in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati for about a year now, and finally it came down with its decision. It said, that's crazy that a piece of plastic is a machine gun. It's not a machine gun, and at this point, the Biden administration has the choice of whether it's going to petition for rehearing en banc, which it would certainly lose, or try to get the Supreme Court, now more conservative with the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett, to review the decision of the Sixth Circuit. If it does that, it may very well find not only our bump stocks legal nationally, but it is cut off of its ability to use executive action in order to go after semi-autos.
Exactly. Well, in terms of, you know, the AR, we've gone through this before, you know, with Dianne Feinstein, and we tried it for 10 years. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, I mean, we need another 10 years, I guess, to go through this ludicrous exercise one more time for the sake of show. I mean, because the bump stock thing, you know as well as I do, this was a concession. This was, okay, we got it. You know, the people are screaming and the emotions are running high, so let's give them something. And that's what the bump stock issue was, right?
Yeah, well, I've been around 40, 50 years in the gun issue. And the interesting thing is, every time there's a big shooting like Columbine or Virginia Tech or Newtown or something like that, the people who want to ban the civilian ownership of guns all of a sudden see that they have reached a major, major, quote, tipping point, close quote, and think they have finally reached the point in which they can effectively ban firearms and turn all of America into New York. It never works. In the semi-auto ban in 94, basically the left lost control of the House of Representatives for the first time in a generation, for the first time in my lifetime, because they tried to ban guns. The same with the White House after Columbine and the Senate after Newtown. The strategy never works because people understand that it's not designed to enhance public safety, which it never does. It's designed to enhance the power of the groups that are advocating gun control.
Yeah, as you lay out, history has pointed out that anytime the left has made an aggressive move against gun, you know, or for gun control, it's not fared well for them, although the 2020 election was a bit of anomaly because Joe Biden made it clear that he was going to appoint Beto O'Rourke as the gun czar, and damn right we're coming after your guns, you know, and that this was all part of the narrative, and you've got, 7-8 million people more voting for Joe Biden, selling a program that the majority of Americans, you know, are not interested in.
Yeah, I would make a couple points to that. The first point is that Donald Trump, at times, I think foolishly, sort of frittered around with the possibility of gun control. Rush Limbaugh actually said on his program, if Trump continues this, he's going to be a one-term president. The second thing I would say is that Trump didn't lose by 7 million votes. He lost by 23,000 votes. Had 23,000 voters switched in Arizona, Michigan, and Georgia, the Electoral College would have flipped the other way. And all those 7 million people are people in California and New York who were just excess voters who really didn't make any difference, because it doesn't make any difference whether you carried California by 51% or by 99%.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know in California, according to Judicial Watch, through their efforts, that California was carrying at least somewhere between 1.5 to 3 million voters that should have been cleaned off their voter rolls, but they weren't interested in doing it, even though they've been directed to.
They were interested in not doing it.
Yes, exactly. More so. Yes, exactly. And to that end, they accomplished that in other states as well. You know, protected this voter base, this make-believe voter base that they've got, and here we are. And of course, it went on steroids with all the mail-in voting that took place.
Yeah, but you'll hear the 7 million lot. You'll never again, after I say it, hear the 23,000. That's number of voters who have.
You're exactly right. When you said that, I'm going, yeah, exactly. That's it. 23,000 votes difference in those three states. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what was it? Even in Arizona, I think it was around 20,000 votes in Arizona, right?
Yeah. If you'd flip about 10,000 in each in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, a little fewer. If you'd flip that number of votes, then Trump would have carried the Electoral College, even with the large amount of hanky panky, which I think went on when, for instance, hack liberal Democrat Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided they were going to throw out the Constitution and throw out the laws.
Exactly. Well, Michael, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you coming on here. Michael is the Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. But as we wrap things up, we got a couple of minutes left here, Michael. What's so frustrating is that, when emotions run high, it seems that, as your professor said about common sense leaves the building. And we really can't reason together in a way that, that would be beneficial for all concerned, understanding that, look, we've got serious issues here, serious issues just from the get-go, regarding the hearts of men.
And the hearts of men are what matter. I the only time I've ever had someone point a gun at my head and begin to pull the trigger was in the District of Columbia, where all guns were banned.
Right, yeah.
But it didn't make any difference to the killer because he had no problem killing me, which was also a crime.
Wow. Yeah, because, that's the problem. Again, we get back to the deal. You take away the guns from freedom-loving citizens who are honoring the law, and you empower the lawbreaker all the more, and that seems to be the solid empirical evidence, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Michael, so what do we do? How do we activate? How do we push back on this? Because I know the idea of we the people and a government up for by we the people is slipping through our fingers. It seems almost daily. But we need to really grasp hold whatever we got to do to tie a knot at the bottom of the string and hold on and fight back, don't we?
Yeah, I would urge people to sign on to our website at gunowners.org. That's gunowners, GUNOWNERS.org.
Michael Hammond, Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. Michael, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.